Blog Talk Radio.
This is Patrick Fischler. I've appeared on TV shows such as Mad Men, Lost, and Weeds. I actually have a real career. So what the heck am I doing on Mr. Media Radio with Bob Andelman? Somebody get my agent on the phone right now.
Today on Mr. Media, that's mrmedia.com, I'll talk to Colin Ferguson, star of television's brightest, most underrated show, Eureka, on Sci-Fi. Stick around. We'll get started as soon as I unravel the latest space-time wormhole in the living room studio.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media. So little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are almost 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call The Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of scientific geniuses who don't know a warp coil from a transmogrifier in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
That guy's bad news, and we got to get him back where he belongs and fix this.
What? There's nothing to fix.
Allison, our time journey could have had a huge impact. We don't know if man walked on the moon. We could have changed anything.
Yeah, we changed Kevin.
I know. We know.
I'm not going to lose him again.
We have to examine the bridge device. It could be supporting an unstable temporal wormhole. Space-time could unravel.
Unraveling space-time is bad.
Very bad. As Sheriff Carter on the sci-fi series Eureka, now in its fourth season, Colin Ferguson is the kind of guy I'd like to be. A manly man, but a technological doofus who the ladies nonetheless find endearing and sexy. Seriously, Carter is the kind of doofus you wouldn't mind owning up to if real life came with the charm and earnestness with which Ferguson imbues the role. Eureka is one of the great hidden gems of all cable television. I caught a few minutes of it early in season 3 for the first time while switching channels in the kitchen one night and was hooked by a contentious discussion between Sheriff Carter and his kick-ass deputy, Joe. Shortly thereafter, my wife ordered the show on Netflix and we watched every episode with my daughter until we caught up. It is one of our favorite all-time shows as a family and one of the few TV shows around which we will all rearrange our schedules. Until you see an episode, this may sound a little crazy, but Eureka is kind of an earthbound Star Trek The Next Generation with streaks of moonlighting and the Big Bang Theory thrown in. When it crossed over with another sci-fi network favorite, Warehouse 13, a few months ago, we were in heaven. I keep hoping NBC can figure out a way to let it eventually cross paths with the tech nerds of Chuck. Now, Eureka is back for an all-new Christmas episode on Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m., and our family can't wait. Colin Ferguson, welcome to Mr. Media.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Nice to have you. Nice to talk to. Colin, I got to ask you. Sheriff Carter is such a great guy. The ladies love him. Men want to hang around with him. But do you ever have days where you wish you were him instead of Colin, who I presume is more fallible than even Jack?
Well, I definitely have days where I wish somebody was writing a plot for me because, you know, those things seem to resolve pretty easily. But I guess my joints at this point in my life and maybe my lower back wishes that it was probably a little more like Carter.
you do get knocked around quite a bit out there, it seems.
Yeah, fair bit. But, you know, to be fair, he only gets it once in the episode. I got to do 4 or 5 takes. So I tend to take a little bit more of a beating than he does.
Well, let me ask you about a gentler part of the character. This season, Jack finally made the hookup with his longtime object of desire, Allison, played by Sally Richardson Whitfield. Who are you happier for, you or Jack?
Oh, definitely Jack. I mean, it's weird to speak about myself in third person, but like Yeah, it's just fantastic, you know, that it's, they finally hook it up. But what I was most pleased with was that it didn't sort of turn into, you know, some sort of maudlin drama, you know, that they still have problems and it's not sort of a done deal, like, oh, they're dating, so the show's over. It's sort of always touch and go, sort of like it is in a real relationship where you're not really sure and you're testing it out, and it doesn't necessarily make your life easier. In fact, most people I know in a relationship, their life's a little harder.
Was it good to find out it wasn't another one of those little trick kind of episodes where, oh, they're together, and then at the end, oh, no, that didn't really happen or whatever?
Yeah, and I love the fact that they used the convention of, you know, going back in time, because it sets it up like we would go back and fix it. It sets it up like, oh, well, they're gonna fix this at the end of the episode, and then everything's going to go back to the way it was. So I think it was bold on their part to not fix it, and because everybody was saying, no, don't hook them up. You know, don't do it because it's the death of the show. You hook them up, it's boring. And that they actually went, you know, in the face of that and hooked us up. And, you know, critically anyway, and from the numbers, it was our best season ever. So it's they did a great job, the writers, of making it all work.
And I'm sure everyone's asking you something along this line, but is this whole Back to the Future storyline, is this going to come to an end? Are we going to go back to the original Eureka timeline? Or, I mean, it seemed like it's stuck here for good, but pretty clever writers on that show.
Yeah. Yeah, we are stuck here for good. I mean that's what I thought it was so great about it was, you know, we can't do it every week. We can't have sort of calamity that lasts forever every week. But it's nice that at least at one point during the run of the entire show, we did not fix it. We did sort of fail and screw it up and have to live with it. And I think that's sort of a nice omen. You know, sort of reminds you that, you know, yeah, it is, you know, we're trying to – we didn't want to be too easy every week. So we want to sort of keep people thinking, like, yeah, sometimes things don't go well. And things happen in the second half of the season, which is, I guess, what you guys are going to see next summer, where the same sort of thing happens, not with time travel or anything, but things don't go right. And it sort of turns everything on its ear a little bit.
Imagine that, something not going right in Eureka. So Colin, tell us about the Christmas episode before you have to go. Is this a standalone episode, or does it fit into the regular continuity?
Standalone, emotionally fits in the continuity, but as far as plot or anything you need to know, completely standalone. Matt Frewer comes back as Taggart, who's into a Scientology, which is doing all sorts of experiments and exploration on the science of Santa and Christmas to either debunk or prove. And the episode is really sweet, and it's a nice little episode. As well as, by the way, this Saturday, a movie I directed a summer and a half ago is coming on called Triassic Attack, which is also on Sci-Fi. I guess we're after Jurassic Park. So we've got a bunch of stuff coming up.
It seems like, obviously, I don't know you but for 8 minutes here on the telephone, but from what I and I think other people can read of your personality, you and the sci-fi at this moment in time seem like a wonderful fit.
Yeah, we're getting along. I mean, I like the genre because it's not limited. It's you can do dramatic scenes and comedic scenes and witty scenes and then scary scenes, and it all fits. It all holds mm-hmm. within the genre, and I love that versatility. I mean, if you're doing another show on, you know, like one of the procedurals, they're great, but they're that one template. Like, that's what you do on that show. So I'm really grateful. And also, they've been so good to me. They let, you know, I produce the show now. They let me direct the show. Then in the off season, they say, oh, here, go and direct a movie. I mean, they've treated me really, really well. So, I'm grateful.
Well, folks, listen, you can see Colin Ferguson star as Sheriff Jack Carter in a special Christmas episode of Eureka, one of my favorite shows on TV, on the Sci-Fi Network, Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. You can also order the first couple seasons of Eureka on DVD right now at a great price at MrMedia.com. And before I forget, you can follow actor Colin Ferguson on Twitter. That's where we learned that actress Erica Serra from Eureka was recently married, and that Colin was there trying to talk the groom out of it. Colin, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Oh, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Keep making those shows. We love them.
Thank you. Take care.
Right, take care. And folks, for more original interviews with your favorite sci-fi TV stars, surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, twitter.com/Andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, and check out this preview from the Christmas episode of Eureka.
The season may be over for now, but this December, Eureka will be back to celebrate a different kind of season.
It's the time all you geeks fly your freak flags every year.
No, that's Comic-Con.
There's only a town like Eureka can.
That's not a pine!
La 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 la. Don't miss the special holiday episode of Eureka, coming in December, only on Sci-Fi.